of Act Three. And Hamlet coaching the actors and actresses for the play. 132 is our first request. Okay, this scene is great. So the king and the queen are coming in, Ophelia's coming in, Polonius is coming in. Hamlet has this play for them that he wants them to watch, okay? And Hamlet and Ophelia have just kind of had this fight, and Ophelia comes in, and Hamlet says, in front of his mom, and in front of Ophelia's dad, and in front of the king, he says, lady, shall I lie in your lap? And Ophelia's like, no. And he's like, I mean my head upon your lap. And she's like, what are you saying? Like, he's kind of implying that they're going to have, they have this relationship, right? That it's been physical. And Ophelia's like, what are you doing to me? Like, why are you doing this to me? So at line 132, Ophelia says, okay, I'm going to start here at the bottom of 112. Ophelia says, you are merry, my lord. Like, you're in a good mood. You're jolly. Hamlet's like, who, me? Ophelia, I, my lord. And Hamlet says, oh God, your only jig maker. What should a man do but be merry? For look you how cheerfully my mother looks. And my father died within 2 hours. So he's like, why wouldn't I be in a good mood? Look at how happy my mom is. And my dad just died a couple hours ago. I feel great. And Ophelia's like, nay, 'tis twice 2 months, my lord. Like, it's been 4 months. Like, it's been longer than that. The part you're asking about, 132 to 135, he says, so long? He's still being sarcastic, right? Nay, then, let the devil wear black, for all have a suit of sables. Like, oh, no worries about mourning and death. Oh, heavens, died 2 months ago and not forgotten yet? He's being sarcastic to her. He's like, oh, good. Yeah, I'm still in a good mood, because it's actually been 2 months, and she's over it. Then there's hope. A great man's memory may outlive his life half a year. He's implying that he would hope his life and his father's life is worth more than just a month of mourning. Like, we should remember him longer than that, right? So he's like, oh, good. It's only been 2 months, so at least a man will remember a man for half a year. At least we remember them for 6 months. He thinks that's not enough, but he's being sarcastic in how he talks to her. Okay. I notice, yeah, at the end of that, if you want to dig more into the hobby horse thing, there was a note in the commentary about it, which is after this scene. I think it's referring to a poem that Shakespeare had written or something. I'm not really sure. Okay. Then 256 to 258. So we get the play. And on line 256, poor Ophelia. How do you feel? I mean, do you feel bad for Ophelia? Or do you feel like she should, not be her father's pawn? I can't decide, you know? Sometimes I'm like, just woman up and say what you feel. Like, forget your dad. But she is truly limited. So they've kind of just had a prologue to the play, and the king's a little bit on edge. He's like, is there no offense in it? Like, what's going on in this play? Is this going to offend anybody? And Hamlet has said in line 241, the king says, what do you call it? And Hamlet says, the mouse trap. Which, oh. Yeah, why did you make that sound?
Because it was funny.
Because?
Because it's actually a mouse trap
for him. For him, right? So it's dramatic irony to us, because we know he's trying to trap Claudius, right? Now, Hamlet's kind of narrating, oh, this is one Lucinius, nephew to the king. So he's telling them what's going on. Ophelia's like, you're a good chorus, my lord. interpret between you and your love if I could see the puppets dallying. He's making a lewd suggestion to her. Ophelia says, you're keen, you're keen. He says, it would cost you a groaning to take off my edge. This is another lewd joke, okay? So he's implying, like, I want to sleep with you, and then maybe I'll calm down. And he's saying these things in front of her dad, in front of his mom, in front of the king, right? And Ophelia is, like, trying to hold her own, but she's totally mortified. Like, any insinuation that they are sleeping together is really going to limit her future in terms of, like, who would she marry and that sort of thing. And it's part of her reputation that she be, like, pure and chaste and a virgin. And here Hamlet's, like, making all these innuendos that, like, they have this really physical relationship, and she's like, ah, stop it. 256, Hamlet says, so you mistake your husbands, begin, murderer. Pox, leave thy damnable faces and begin. Come, the croaking raven, death bellow for revenge. Here I think he's talking back to the actors and back to the play. And he's like, let's do this. I'm ready for my revenge. Like, everyone's ready to see what happens now. And then Lucianus, however you want to say his name, he's one of the actors. He's the guy that's come in to murder the king. So Hamlet's kind of going, taking everyone's attention back to the play. All right. How does the play go, by the way, before we move on to scene three?
Attention teachers and students, at this time, can you please send down the Native American Club? Pete, philosophy, rabid, speech and debate, down to the auditorium for pictures, thank you.
Rabid?
What's a rabid?
It's our rabbis.
No, isn't it the book club?
Did she say rabid or rabbit?
Rabbit.
It stands for...
What is it?
Something. It stands for books.
Stands for reading.
Really awesome.
Oh. Read awesome books I do? Is that really what it is?
I don't know.
He made
oh, that's great. That's good. I don't know, Eileen. I don't know if you'll be back or not. Your call. How's the play go? How does the king react? Does Hamlet get what he wanted?
Yes.
Totally.
Yep.
Yeah. The king, like, sees how the guy is poisoned, and he's like, and we're done. Give me some lines. I'm out. And Hamlet's pretty happy about that. Okay. Let's go on to scene three.